Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. And before we even start, I just want to say thanks very much to every single one of you who made last month one of our biggest podcast listen months ever since we came on, which was 3 years ago. 285,000 podcast downloads for last month. 285,000 podcast downloads for last month. And thank you so much to every single one of you who listened to an episode, or maybe more than one episode, of Opinions Matter, live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And I want to say a big shout out to our show sponsor today, The Snail Box. The Snail Box restaurant. You'll often hear Adrian talking about it. He raves about it. Casey, you've been there as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great. It's shown. It's brilliant for hit the kids.
Well, I have
menu.
The ad here. You don't need to.
Actually, I was just going to ad lib it from a natural point rather than being scripted. But I'm just going to go ahead and say what I was going to say. Yeah. Thanks for interrupting me. It's great for the kids' menus. If you have kids, bring your kids along because they don't. It's not just chicken goujons.
What do you mean if you have kids, bring them along?
But if you don't, just don't bring
them along.
But if you don't. Don't bring them, but it's great for the kids' menu. I'm just going to turn off this. It's great for the kids' menu because you can get healthy stuff for kids.
Yeah, you can. That's the one thing I always rave about the Snail Box is that it's not one of these places that on the kids' menu just has chicken and chips or nuggets and chips. It actually does decent food. And with that in mind, kick off the school year with a special family treat at the Snail Box, the charming pub and restaurant in Ashburn, County Meath. You can enjoy a delicious meal in a welcoming environment, complete with stunning panoramic views of your favourite county, Katie, County Meath.
You should do voiceovers. There couldn't be less passion in this. Come on, give a bit of oomph.
Now,
Philip Foster deserves this. Give him
a
bit of
it's oomph. Located just 20 minutes from the M50. It's literally only down the road. The Snail Box is a perfect spot for back-to-school celebration. Mm. Let the family take care of yours, creating memories that will last a long time after the school bell rings. And as Katie said, and I can vouch for this as well, the menu is to die for.
Oh, you'd love their ice cream. They do this big, massive ice cream that has like Smarties and flake. I don't eat ice cream. Ice cream is too cold for me, but... If you like ice cream, enough of your dirty ice cream will persuasion.
No, the ice cream doesn't like ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream don't like ice cream, but... Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much.
If you like ice cream, that's
the place for you. And it's a decent menu for kids as well. Healthy food, which is so important. So make sure you check out the Snail Box, nestled between Ashburn, County Meath and the M50. And thank you to those guys for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about on this episode of the podcast? We're not exaggerating when we say this. When we put this up on Facebook, people absolutely lost their mind. It's a message from Kira. We can only give out her first name because that's all she wants. And if you haven't seen the message that she sent yet, I can't get over the outrage that people have over Kira's message. And people saying we shouldn't air her opinions and she's not entitled to her opinion and each to their own and mind your own business. This podcast is based on people not minding their own business. You know, and my point would be, all of you saying that mind your own business would be the exact same people who would be losing your absolute shit if Kira was on saying that she's raising her child gender fluid or gender neutral. Like, people choose what they want to be outraged by and they choose what they want to get involved in. Every single thing...
There's a bit of a difference, though, to be fair.
No, but I'm just saying... I'm just saying you either believe in minding your own business or you don't believe in minding your own business. And I don't believe for one second that... One person, even that listens to this podcast, minds their own business because you get outraged over things that just outrage you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is about, well, as one person gave the headline, is three baby daddies three too many? And here is Kira's message. I want you to have a very close listen to it. If you disagree with her, that's fine. If you agree with her, that's fine as well. But she is entitled to her opinion. And here's the message that she sent. And the reason she only gives her first name is because, well, she doesn't want to shame the girl that she works with. Here's what she has to say.
Not openly, anyway.
No. If you're talking about this on your podcast, please don't give out my full name, but I think you should talk about it. I work with a girl at the moment who is pregnant on her third child. And the weird thing is, when that child is born, she will have three children for three different men. and she was never married to any of them. She's going on like it's normal, but I don't think there's anything normal about your three children having three different dads. And it's also fucked up for the kids as well. Why don't these women ever think first before doing this and say to themselves, is it normal to have three different men calling over on Christmas Day? Because it's not. That is Kira's message. We put that up on our Facebook page and people lost their absolute minds. We'll be talking to some of those people in a moment. And I don't get the outrage. This is Kira's opinion. Okay, this podcast is called Opinions Matter.
Oh, Jesus, if you say that once more, I'm going to leave.
I'll probably say that another 10 times.
You said it a lot. We get it. Okay, the name of this podcast is Opinions Matter for anyone in the back who missed it.
Yeah.
Need we go back over
for
it?
For those of you who are saying, you know, each to their own, mind your own business. What is it of your business? Well, we judge everybody on everything every day. There's not one single person, and I want you all to get down off your high horse, because there's not one single person listening to this podcast now who hasn't judged somebody because of their lifestyle choice.
Okay,
now,
Dr. Phil, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. And this is called Opinions Matter for anyone who hasn't been told yet.
Yeah. I didn't ask your opinion yet, but
yeah, but I'm gonna give it anyway. Let's turn the tables here. Let's ask you for yours.
Okay,
first.
She's afraid to give her opinion.
Absolutely not.
Here's my opinion. I think Kira was a bit harsh in the comments that she made. However, you know, I do believe that three is probably three too many. This is my personal opinion, by the way. If you don't want to hear my opinion right now, okay, you can switch off the podcast.
But we are called Opinions Matter, so please,
yes, that is the name of the show, I think,
on board.
But if you don't want to hear what I have to say in it, just switch off the show, and then you can switch it back on when I'm finished my opinion, okay? I think three baby daddies is three too many. Two, I would draw the line. If I broke up with my missus, and I had...
She'd throw a party.
Yeah, she would throw a party. And I had more kids, or she had more kids. I think that's fine. I think it's now the norm to have blended families where you have two children for two different fathers or two different mothers. However, three, I think, is just going that one step too far. I think it is confusing for kids. It's a logistical nightmare. As Kira says,
what way though?
Just with everything. You have three different dads kids. Knocking
Why
on
the matter where the kids came from.
You have three different kid dads knocking on the door on Christmas Day. And I think if you're to be brutally honest, a lot of you are not going to have the balls to actually say that you agree with what Kira is saying. But I think a lot of you judge. I don't think there's one person that would hear this story and not judge straight away.
I judge the woman who's judging. What does it matter to you? Okay, first of all, let's highlight a shitload of issues going on in here. Can I have the WhatsApp, please? Do you have the WhatsApp? Did you print it out? No, you didn't print it out because it's not Adrian. Adrian's more organised. We won't talk about that.
You just did.
No, you didn't. So she said a woman she works with. So first of all, the first thing that strikes me here is that this woman works. She's not riding the gravy train to the Dole office here. So
no, she's not. She does work.
You know, this woman wants this, that and the other. This woman works. She pays for her own kids. She has her shit together.
Yeah.
The second thing is it doesn't affect your life. It literally doesn't affect your life. Who cares?
Eilish, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Hi, Jeremy. No, I completely agree with that girl that was just on. I just think nowadays it's just judgmental everywhere. You know, like, obviously, my kids have heard the same father.
Yeah.
But, like, if she has 10 kids for 10 different fathers, like, nobody knows her situation.
Well, I would say if I heard someone who had 10 different kids with 10 different fathers, I'd say, well, Jesus, you're a bad judge at judging men in your life.
Going insane here off a side note on Facebook. Bullshit, Kate, you said before you hate people sitting on their holes popping out kids. Did I not just say that 5 minutes ago? Literally what I just said? I said, regardless of where the kids come from, if you're sitting expecting handouts.
Yeah, but this isn't about handouts.
No,
so we want to make this.
But this woman is working, and I think you have to take that on board. People are assuming because she's three kids from three.
No, she's working.
Men,
she works for a living.
She's riding the gravy train to the Dole office.
No, she works. She works. But Eilish, I think even you.
No, and I agree with that girl for that. As well, like, she's working, she has three kids, three different fathers. We don't know the circumstances. I think people are just nowadays very judgmental on everything.
But I do not believe that if you heard a story today of a woman that had 10 kids or 10 different fathers that you wouldn't judge.
That's my business. It's like, I have enough going on in my own life. It's the way I look on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, who knows her situation?
What do you mean?
She's working, so she's not getting any hands out. Like, she's working hard. She's providing for her kids. I don't see what people's problem is.
Because it's not traditional, I suppose.
But like then if you go, if it's not traditional, like you can go down a whole nother road saying like two men aren't, like I've no problem with that. But I'm saying that's where the judgmental is coming in. Like who's to say two girls shouldn't have kids?
Judging people for having kids from different relationships and unmarried, whatever. Yeah. That's going back to the Magdalene mentality. That is going back to the 19th.
Absolutely not. No, it's
it
not.
Is.
No,
it
it's
is
not.
Going back.
It is. I agree.
People? In the Magdalene laundries, they were punished because they didn't have kids, you know, when they were married or of a certain way.
That's
but
not
you're
what this
judging
is.
Women for not doing that. Not the married thing, but having kids for different men or whatever, because it's not the traditional way that you would do it. That is the Magdalene mentality.
No,
it
this is about two brothers and a sister, which will be when the
who
baby
are loved.
Who are loved? Yeah,
who are
again,
loved and whose mother works?
Yeah, whose mother works? All having different fathers. Now, do you think that's okay, Eilish?
Yeah, as I said, like who says one didn't die? Who said it wasn't an abuse? We don't know the story. That's my point. Nobody knows her story. She's working, providing for her kids. She's not looking for handouts. She's not like going around saying, poor me, poor me. She's doing her best for her kids. So, like, who cares how many fathers she has for her kids?
Because it's not traditional, I suppose. And people
but
still.
Then, as I said, there's loads that aren't traditional nowadays. Like, work came along to the 2000s. Century, and it's like, oh, well, if you want to live in 1960, that's fair enough, but like you have to go with the times as well.
Okay, so you believe that that's the norm, that should be the norm now to have three kids or four kids for four different fathers?
No, like I wouldn't do it, but that's
well, why wouldn't you do it then? Why wouldn't you do it if it's perfectly
well, no,
okay?
I tell you, Jeremy, I have three kids for the same part. It was an abusive relationship. So if I get into another relationship, which I don't plan on,
yeah.
And have a child, does that make me a bad person?
No, in fact, I said at the start, I said, you know, if my marriage broke up and I wanted another child, that would be fine. But I think what a lot of people are saying is three different children. She's been with three different men and it hasn't worked out with three different men. So maybe she's a bad judge of partners.
Do you judge a woman who sleeps around? Do you slut shame?
No,
is this
I don't.
A slut shaming
no,
thing?
It's not a slut shaming thing. How is it? I've no problem.
Because this woman. Okay, so what's the issue here? So this woman got pregnant for three different men. Is it the fact that she has obviously been sleeping with different men, or like what? I'm trying to understand what your issue is.
Well, it's quite simple. It's
yeah.
What I'm saying, I don't.
No, no.
You can't
I just
understand.
Want to know what no. You're saying it's not normal. But what is your?
No, I didn't use
it.
Again, stop saying. I didn't use the word normal.
Not traditional.
Traditional. Yes,
what
I didn't
then,
use the word.
Okay, that's fine. But then what is your issue? What other than like, there's plenty of things that aren't traditional. Okay. Having mosques in Ireland, it's not traditional, but it's happening.
Jesus.
No, but it let's face it. It is. It's happening. The biggest mosque in Europe is in Ireland. That's not traditional.
Bizarre.
It's there. No, but and you're all for the mosque and change and go. Why is this not normal for you?
Well, it wouldn't be for me and it wouldn't be for you either.
No.
Because you stated before you wouldn't have kids until you got married. So you want like the don't be making out that that you're this liberal person.
No,
you wanted
not.
It. Your kids both
what's
have the same. Do your kids both have the same surname? Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Someone else.
Here we go.
You,
Casey's sitting on Adrian's fence here.
I'm not sitting on Adrian's fence. I'm asking you why this matters to you.
I just.
You said you judge someone for it. You said you would.
We judge people for it. You judge Casey Price for her lifestyle choices.
Oh no, just because she's a train wreck. Nothing to do with her kids. And you know what? For all that Katie Price is, she looks after her young fella Harvey, who has additional needs. She does, and you cannot doubt that she adores that child. So I don't even know why you're going down that route. I'm asking you why you have an issue.
I said I personally think it's dysfunctional when three different daddies are knocking on the door on Christmas morning. I think that's dysfunctional. Okay.
And you think it messes up the kid?
I don't know because I'd have to.
Well,
have
that's
to
what you said earlier on. You said you think that it affects the kids.
I think in an ideal world, nobody would want that. When you're 16 years of age and you're thinking about your future, and someone said to you, "Would you love three different kids for three different fathers?" Would you say, "Yeah, that would be my ideal." Yeah,
but
that
life
would be my
doesn't
ideal.
Work out the way. Listen, in a perfect world, if I was to go back and do it again, I would have been a GP. Life isn't ideal. Things you know, things happen in life. You get steered in a certain direction. Now I'm sitting here with you, which is wonderful.
GP case, you can imagine.
Honestly, I just don't see. It's not ideal, but I don't understand how it's dysfunctional.
Okay, Samantha, what do you make of this?
Hello, Katie and Dr. Phil today.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that's me, Dr. Phil.
I just think everybody's jumping on top of this and it's not a big deal anymore like would have been back in the past. And I just think it seems to be traditional now that people do these sort of things, you know, and we don't know the full story with this woman either. like, we only have a short bit of information, and I'd like to know more about our situation, to be honest, because I feel like we can't actually judge her, do you know?
Well, no, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be judging her. We're judging the situation that she's in. We're not judging her. We're judging the situation.
We don't actually know the whole situation, do we? We just know that she has three children.
So you think? So you think it's okay, Samantha?
I have two children with two different daddies.
Oh, Samantha, you slut!
Well, no, they're adopted. They're both adopted.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
No, it's okay to be sarcastic.
Well, you know what I mean?
For all the judgmental bastards out there.
That's what I'm trying to say, Kate. I'm trying to make a point here.
Yeah.
We don't know anybody's circumstances.
No, yeah.
No, so we can't actually do this, but it is human nature to judge, and people will judge if you put out there that bit of information. But what that lady that's talking about the other lady is doing, she's putting up this big judgmental post, and she's hoping that everybody will jump on. Like, I'm reading the comments there, and most of them are horrible from men and shock horror, you know.
But I've seen some of those comments as well, and they're infantile.
I think the slut shaming is diabolical. Is it's because if a lad does it, he's a legend. He can get all the. Exactly. If a woman does it, she's a tramp.
But Samantha, let me ask you a question then. If your son arrived home and said, "I'm in a new relationship," you said, "Well, tell me about the woman." Well, she has three kids for three different fathers. I don't believe for one second you'd be jumping up and down with glee, saying you've landed yourself a great one there. Well done, son.
No, you're right. I wouldn't be.
So what would be your initial reaction if you arrived home and said, "My new girlfriend has three kids for three different fathers. I'm in love with this woman. I could be baby daddy number four." What would you say?
Well, to be honest with you, I'd have to ask about the background of. Are they still there? Are they still paying attention to their kids? Are they still showing up?
There's nothing wrong with wanting to know the logistics.
I'm saying
I would want to know all that because I'm a nosy cow anyway, but I would want to know that.
But the background is three dads, three kids, and your son is in a relationship with this person now.
It wouldn't be something that I'd pick for me son.
Why?
Jeremy.
Why not, Samantha? See, Katie, as soon as you peel back the onion, you get to the taste of the onion.
We know what she means.
I'm just saying to you, it wouldn't be what I would want for my son, but it doesn't mean that it's not the worst thing in the world to happen.
But why wouldn't you want it for your son?
I think for my son, I would want him to have his own child, first of all, with the person that he loves.
Because you wouldn't want the baggage. Am I right?
Well, there is a lot of baggage.
Hang on. When you're getting yourself into a situation and there's baggage in it, you do need to think of yourself as well. That's not to say that this woman is any kind of tramp or what people are saying on Facebook.
Who's saying that? Well, anybody who says that, block them.
Well, Jeremy, loads of the boys are there talking shit on your.
But they're arseholes. Absolute arseholes.
And the other thing is, we have to worry about kids growing up as well, that they don't fall in love with each other's brothers and sisters. You know, there's loads of different things to this. See, this, so you could drag this out for days, this topic, because it's huge. It really is huge, isn't it?
But the bottom line is, everybody judges. In fact,
yeah, absolutely, we do.
So you agree
that everybody judges? Yes. Of course, it's human nature to judge. Doesn't mean it's right, Jeremy.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Samantha.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Lola. What do you want to say on this, Lola?
Hey, so see, I'm glad to know what she works as. My question would be basically, you can still work as a single parent and claim benefits. I was a single parent, I was a 20-year-old now who's in college. So I just don't understand how this woman can basically afford to have three different dads work full time, because he would need to be putting them in crash.
Maybe she has a good job. Or maybe she's parents who are minding the kids. Well, maybe we don't know that. Isn't an issue. I don't see why that matters.
I think I'd be very, very against if she's only working like 20 hours a week. You can still work. That's called working. With three different dads, I would be steering welfare away. And I think I really would. I don't think it's an appropriate situation for children to be brought up in. Like, fair enough, it happens. You might meet your like lifelong partner. But like, imagine, are the dads paying child support? Are the dads being there? Each child comes in with a new daddy and the new daddy walks away. It's very dysfunctional, in my opinion.
Ooh. Now, I have to say, fair play to you for having the balls to say what a lot of people are thinking. So when you heard, when you heard the situation of a woman pregnant with baby number three, already two dads, she's not...
I've seen it in front of my eyes. I've seen people that I've talked to where I used to live, and they were basically popping out babies with different dads. One baby could be about 18, and it was actually disgusting, do you know what I mean? They'd come up and ask for a tenner. They were still working. They were working mothers, but they'd work a few jobs. They could be a cleaner. They could be whatever, getting cash in hand. That's still working. Like, fair enough, if you're like a bloody billionaire's solicitor, and you have a huge job and you can pay for childcare, but you don't have time to go out and meet people and pop out babies like that. I don't think it's right.
Okay, Samantha, Lola doesn't think it's right. Would you go as far to say dysfunctional, Lola?
She did say that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
I did.
She said it's not appropriate for kids. It's dysfunctional.
Sorry, I don't think it's dysfunctional now. I think that's taking it a bit far now, to be honest with you.
No, sorry, that's my opinion.
It's not right for everybody, but it doesn't mean it's dysfunctional.
Well, I think it's dysfunctional, but that's okay. I don't mind if you don't. It's a matter.
We don't know what the circumstances are, whether the daddies are involved.
I certainly wouldn't want to be carrying three different men's babies. I think that's
up to you. Everybody's different, and we're living in a different kind of day.
And I also think I'll say a very bold statement that I think if you're working and you can still work, you can work your 21 hours on social welfare, getting single parents allowance. I think if you should be cut off after the second child, end of welfare should be cut off on that.
That's the suggestion.
I just don't get how welfare has been brought into this. The woman literally has a job. Doesn't matter. She's doing her best for kids.
Doesn't matter if she's only. She might. We don't know what her job is.
But what does that matter? What does that matter if she's working?
Who's going to be paying for the children then?
She could have family mind in the kids. What does that matter? What her job is? The point is that she's working.
But then she's not there for her children. So why have another one?
Oh my God! Now you're judging her.
What are you talking? Are you off your rocker?
I'm just talking honestly. I'm 38 and I have a 20-year-old in UCD.
Oh God,
and I brought her up by myself singly, and I struggled bringing her up. And I have a degree in business, and I worked in marketing and accounting, and I still struggled. And I do not know how someone can have three babies. I had one child, and that's it. And I had to ask for help at times. And my daughter got 590
euros.
But I don't know how someone. I'm surprised that she could do it.
What if this woman
has family mind in the kids and she has a job that pays really well and she went to college?
Why have another kid if the family mind the kids and she can't be there?
Sorry, I'm not at home at the moment with my kids. Should I not have had them? I leave my house every day at 6 o'clock. Should I not have kids?
Well, I left my house every morning at 6 o'clock, and I came home at 7:30 at night. And
what are you talking about? You're doing exactly the same as this woman.
Where would I have the time to meet other men to carry babies for extra? And I still could.
Oh my God, the stupidity!
Well, I'm not listening to you.
Maybe we don't
know. The thing about it is, our perception is different. We don't know if she is a high class accountant.
Let me just stop it there. Without trying to narrow this down, we know what company Kira works for.
And she's got a good job.
It's an administrative job.
She does okay.
Yeah,
she does okay. Listen,
job.
She does all right. And if she, Lola, if she was cleaning the toilets in McDonald's, I would still take my hat off to her and say, well done. It's judgmental people like you that make it hard for everybody to do anything.
No, it's not. I've taken your point on board.
Oh, thank you.
Because I didn't know her, what her job. She has a good job, so she's able to fund these children. So that makes my opinion different now.
Okay, even if she didn't have a great job and she didn't get qualified and she was cleaning toilets in McDonald's, let's say, even if that was her job, why doesn't the woman doing her best? Why not say, well done, you're obviously trying to do your best for your kids?
But I don't think you can afford to have three children and cleaning toilets in McDonald's.
But she could live with her parents and have her parents there for support. You don't know her situation. The point is that she's working. She's trying to do something. If she wasn't working, I'd be with you 100%, and I'd be saying, "Listen, here's
I'm taking your points on board. I agree. I think it's I agree to disagree, because to be honest with you, I just think it's very hard to bring up one child and be in a good job and
cannot believe I get that. You are a parent and that you are actually tearing down and questioning another mother who's
No. All she's saying,
she was tearing her down, Jeremy.
It's dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional.
No, but she was tearing her down, saying, oh, how could she afford it?
I'm just saying, children are expensive.
She's been,
her child, she's working all the time. Why have another one? She already has, you know, three different dads, and she's working. Where does the time fit into this?
There are men out there who'll be finished up in 3 minutes and can do the job.
Yeah, okay. Are the other dads involved? Who knows? They pay maintenance? That's the question.
And to be honest,
well, she's pregnant at the moment, so I'd imagine there's probably
another one coming around.
That's great. That's a child you're talking about. It's not vermin. Yeah.
No, but I guess the point Lola's trying to make is it fair on the children? Stay there for a second, please, Lola. I have to say I don't agree with everything you're saying, but I admire your honesty. That's what this podcast is about. It's about honest opinions. Back in a sec, why do you see this message that we... JJ, can we try and get that... I know she's angry with us.
Holy moly.
Yeah, we've somebody wants to cancel the podcast, so don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Literally, you cannot win, because you go to work. People say, "Oh, you're scrounging. You're not minding your kids," and then you go to work and you still have people saying, "Well, why did you have? Well, Lola, why did you have a kid when you were 18? Why weren't you in college or in school?" Let's ask you that question.
I'll tell you the truth. I was 17 when I got pregnant.
Oh, wow, okay. Why did you do that?
I couldn't afford it.
Listen to me,
I had to leave school, and I again just going into back into junior leaving cert with a place with a crash. So I was able to go on to a family benefit, and I got an apartment with her, and I went to school. I had to repeat my 2 years of leaving cert. I got into a college, I did my degrees with a crash in it as well, and I was able to get through.
And that's brilliant that you went back to college. Fair play to you. I'm sure that's not easy with a baby, but you also said you use family benefits. So you are tearing this woman down for possibly using benefits.
But then I stopped. Then I stopped. I got family benefits, okay? I was able to get my own house, everything.
Hang on. Let's rewind there. You're judging this woman, saying she probably couldn't afford it. She's probably on benefits.
There's something so kind of condescending to her.
She had one.
It doesn't matter. The situation was the same. She used benefits to help her through.
Everybody uses benefits. You get children's allowance, don't you, Katie?
Stop for a second.
Sorry, do you get children's allowance?
I'm trying to make the point, and you're not even letting me make my point.
Oh, yeah, it's all about you.
No.
It's always all about you.
She's saying that she used benefits. Meanwhile, she's saying, oh, how could she afford the kid? Blah, blah, blah. Whether it's 1, 3, 10, 15 kids.
I quit my job. I was working in a cosmetic surgery clinic. I quit my job after COVID, and I set up my own businesses, okay? I am quite capable of doing my own thing now, and I did it. But I know how much the struggle. I was on a very well-paid salary, and I struggled with one child.
I know. Okay, Lola, the question you're asking is, how can somebody she is with the father of the third child, but how can somebody have three children with three different fathers and be able to pay for that? Now, as I say there for a second, we don't know if the men are paying for the children. We can only assume that they are. Here is the message that I was talking about. JJ was trying to get this woman on. And Katie hasn't seen the full message yet. She just knows that someone's trying to get the show cancelled. I'm going to read the message out to Katie, because Katie said a few moments ago that she would never judge a situation. So here's... Are we allowed to...
Don't speak to me like I'm five, thanks.
Sorry, we're allowed to... Sorry, Susan, we're allowed to name the woman's name. So Susan is her name.
Why does that matter?
I'm disgusted listening to this disgrace of a show. I never heard it before and I'll never listen again. Shame on yous. I'm one of those so-called bad mothers you're talking about. I have 6 children with 5 different fathers. So what? It didn't work out with them. All wasters. You have to go through 5 different men to realize men are wasters. Most people realize that in man number one. I'm happy you're single, so shows you what yous know to Sarah cunts. Pardon the French. There's nothing unnatural about my family. So there. I'll be getting your disgrace of a show taken off the radio. Okay, there's so much wrong with that message, I can't even get into it at the moment for obvious reasons. Now,
okay, I'm sorry,
Mrs. Judgy, lest you be judged, Katie.
No. The reason that I wasn't, what I want to know, Mrs. Colourful with her words, that's a lovely message. Thank you for that. Do you work? Do you care for these children?
She won't even come on. She'll have to tell her JJ to F off.
Are you responsible for your children's financial lives? Are you bringing your kids up yourself? Okay, or are you riding the gravy train
unless
to the
Susan,
that's what I want to know.
Okay, Susan has 6 children for 5 different fathers. Is that normal?
What is normal? Define normal.
Is that normal?
Tree, I could kind of say, okay, it can happen. The main thing here is, does she pay for the kids herself? Because if so, it is nobody's business.
JJ, message her back and ask her, okay? But, okay, the point is, in order to afford... You have 2 children, you know how expensive it is, yeah?
I just feel sorry for her poor vagina.
That's great. Whatever chance we had of her ever listening to the show again now. Anyway, she's going to get the show taken off the radio. The point is, the amount of money it would raise 6 children.
Yeah.
Even if you're a CEO of a company, you couldn't afford that. So I think it's fair to say, Susan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's fair to say that being able to afford 6 children is very, very, very expensive. So I'm sure she is on benefits. She'd be on children's allowance, of course.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. We're all entitled to children's allowance, and those kids are—it's not for the parents.
But she's probably on single parents' allowance as well because she's not with the other fathers. Anyway, stay there for a second. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, what do you want to say about this?
Hey, guys.
I'll tell you, I'm after having to lift my jaw off the ground. 6 children for 5 different fathers, and she's not with any of the fathers.
Yeah, I mean, there is a point in it, I suppose, where you have to just go, it is ridiculous. Like, my point originally was going to be that live and let live. Like, I mean, whatever makes people happy, there's a little bit of, I can see it from both sides of the fence, to be truly honest, which is like you think about some people think that having kids is, it's like having pets, isn't it? They rationalise everything to make themselves feel better about the situation that they find themselves in. And it's really not cool to have, it's not cool on the children, I suppose, to have different parents when you get to that level of 6.
Yeah.
Because you think about Christmases and birthdays and Easters, and what about your brother or sister, the father of their father, your brother's father, let's say, gets a PlayStation for him, and then I'm getting even confused myself, but the father of your father would be the deadbeat.
Anthony, you're confused. I can't get my head around the logistics of 6 children with 5 different fathers. So I wonder, does that mean that 5 children have a different surname? Because there's 5 children for different fathers. And as you say, birthdays, Christmas time, the whole lot. Jesus, that's really is a screwed up situation. Now, please.
But this woman, I would, like, 5 fathers for, or 6 kids for 5 different fathers. Because any in this situation, I'd say that she's probably the problem. I mean, she seems to be...
Oh, here we go. Shaming
okay,
now.
No, I'm not. There's nothing wrong. If her kids are cared for, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she's shaming, isn't she, Anthony?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I like the fight. The dog is out.
Yep.
I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with... Like, if that's how she wants to... And she's paying for her family herself, there's nothing wrong with that. But, okay, 3 people to go through 3 relationships, I wouldn't call that an awful lot. But then if you go through, what was it, 6, 5, then... And she's calling them all wasters. I wonder, was there an issue with her for there to be?
She has a very bad judgment of men.
Maybe she has a very bad judgment of men. I just don't know. But all I'm saying is, if she's paying for herself.
Let me ask you this, right? You've said about the person had 3 kids. Okay, so let's say now I'm going to give you my personal experience, and then I'll go back to that.
Sure.
So I had children very early. I had my 4 son. He's 18 now. When I was only gone 19 years old, so. So I had him, and it was a car one night stand, and it happens, and you go, okay, let's deal with it and move on. So I met my wife, and we had 2 lovely kids together, and that relationship ran for 8 years, and then we decided very mutually to separate. Now I have 3 kids. Now 5 years pass, and I meet my partner, who I had to make a decision then on, do I want more kids or do I not? And I had to rationalise what's best for her, what's best for me. And I came to the conclusion that time to get the snip and batten down the hatches, because there's got to come a point where You go, if it doesn't work out again, I have to be responsible enough to go, enough is enough.
Exactly. Family planning. That's what it's called, isn't it? Family planning.
For sure. And she was of the same opinion, luckily enough. Now, with that woman with the three kids, she has one, and then she moves on to another relationship. And I can accept that she'll have another with a different dad because you may go, okay, fortune didn't work out for her.
100%. 100%.
But then when you move into a third relationship, you've got to go, okay, I'm not getting... You've got two situations here. One is, I'm going to have more kids because it's going to let the social welfare pay for those kids. Or number two is, like, that you really want to have children with the man that you're going... You've just met. But you run the risk of being, again, going into relationship four with a deadbeat, you know? There's no such thing as bad mothers. Just selfish mothers putting themselves first instead of their kids, you know?
And is that what it is? Because Katie said, well, who are we to judge? It's quite normal. Didn't you, Katie?
I didn't say that it's quite normal. I said once the kids are being looked after and she's financially supporting them, then what's the problem? If they're not, you know, living off society and living off the taxpayer and she's not having kids thinking, you know, society and the taxpayer is going to pay for these kids, what does it matter where the sperm came from? Okay, it's not ideal, but why do people care if she's looking after them herself?
So she has no contact with those fathers at all?
Oh, look, it's not, as I said, it's not ideal. I'm sure people would rather get into a relationship, have kids, and I'm sorry, I can't eat. Jeremy, did you see that comment on Facebook?
No, but let me read out. Susan has been back on here, and I don't want to go back and forth all day on the show between Susan. She doesn't want to come on. That's fine. She hates the podcast. She says, did you ask the question a few minutes ago? One
did
of us asked
work?
The question,
yeah.
Does she work? Are you too thick or something? How could I have a job when I've six children under 10? Oh, Jesus, that's not funny. That's not actually funny.
Don't read out the rest of that message because I will die.
How could I have a job when I've six children under 10? Where could I work? Use dopes? Being a mother... Casey, would you ever be professional? I'll turn off Casey's mic when it is. Being a mother is a job, by the way, a harder job than you two do, that's for sure. Okay, so Anthony, this woman with the six children does not work. That's the answer to the question. But she does work. She raises the children.
Well, no, she does. She works for the government. The government pay her a nice salary every single week. People who say, oh, we don't work. There's a lot of women out there. And not all women, but there's a lot of women out there who play the game well. They walk the system and they get very well looked after by the state, because that's the time of the country that we live in right now.
That's why you guys listen to this podcast, because you won't get this on any other podcast. And if you haven't subscribed to it just yet, make sure you hit the bell on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and we will talk to you on the next one.